to damage boys and also old person. It's happiness. But we see that if there is something happiness in this world, inwardly family persons, yet mixed with so much sorrow and sufferings. If any one can have some happiness in this world, but he will have to be old. And then he will have to leave the bodies and the person to whom he was attached and he used to love. All will die. So ultimately, we will have to come in sorrow and sufferings. I don't know anyone can tell like this, that I don't know God, who is God. But everyone had to be able to swikar karna, admit that everyone had to be died. Surely, today or after some days. And he will have to be old, and he will have to suffer if he don't want any suffering, but yet suffering will come. So, how happiness we can have? Then, we'll have to come to any realized person on whom we can faith. Very rare in this world. Then we'll have to take shelter of the books in which it has been written. And everyone can have faith on that. Better, like mother. We have no proof that who is our father. No proof at all. Anyone cannot tell that who is father. But you will have to faith on that. So, we'll have to depend on Vedas, Upanishads, and ancient books, which are on the very written by very advanced and realized persons, like Vyas, like Brahma, like himself Krishna. So you have to realize. They are told that you can be happy if you will go to the lotus feet and surrender in the lotus feet of any Gurudev. Realize. Tasmat Gurum Prapadeta Shreya Uttamam Shabde Parecha Chanatam Brahmanyupasamashaya. By the mercy of Krishna, if you are searching that how happiness of life can be achieved and how can be happy, then we are saying that in world no happiness. We want something. We also realize this fact. We have so much advanced, world has advanced in science, all things, technical. We cannot give peace of mind, not as very little. Those who have done this, they will also die. Leaving everything here, they will have to go from. So, we will not treat of Gurudev, Shastra has told. But Gurudev, everyone cannot be Gurudev. They may think that I am Gurudev, but actually there are some symptoms in Bhagavad. Tasmat Gurum Dev. Jekyatu Deva Uttamam. How he can be happy? How he can realize what is soul? Who has created this world? So, he can remove all the doubts and he can answer all the questions we have. And he will surely give us a path by which we can attain peace of mind, happiness, also we can overcome of all the sufferings, death and birth, everything. So he can guide. Secondly, he should be disattached from all worldly things, not attachment, anything of this world. But he will be attached to Supreme Personality of Godhead and that he is. So, what I told the symptoms, he will be so he should know all this and be attached to the sense gratification. If he is perfect to worldly success, that is not. But most important thing is that secondary. They are also not guru if he is not. And that is prominent. He has some realization of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has gone and he is so much advanced in bhakti path and he has some realization. This is the first thing. And both what I told, they are second. So, these kind of Gurudev are very rare. Like Amiji, Gurudev, Vittalila, our Guru, Srila Bhakti, Srila Bhakti, Srila Bhakti, Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti, Srila Bhakti, Viraj Guru, Swami Ji, all there, real. So bona fide Guru and qualified Guru are very rare. We cannot know that if Guru we have not mixed with sadhu and we don't know shastra, then we cannot decide who is Gurudev. So very difficult. So we should pray to Krishna because he is everywhere. In each autumn he is like ghee in milk. Everywhere. He is also in our heart. If we are not in it, then, but if you are there, I think he wants, what does he mean to serve you? Then he will have Guru. We have not done anything. came here, door to door, in all over world. So this is the management of Krishna. So we should take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, that arrange any guru, sadguru, that we can take shelter. Or bona fide Vaishnava are telling that he is bona fide guru, then we can take shelter. Otherwise, we will go in the hands of so-called gurus that you see in ISKCON also so much guru has felt. So we should try to have a bona fide guru that he may not fall and we will have not to be in so much sufferings and problems. If guru is false, then so much big problem, we cannot attain Krishna. So, from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, everything comes. This is the mercy of Krishna, if we want. But you will have to go first in Vaishnava Association, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. So Sadhu Sangha is more important than Krishna mercy also. If Krishna has no mercy upon us, but if the bona fide Vaishnava wants that Krishna should merciful to that Krishna is bound to be merciful. Jasya prasada bhagavat prasadu jasya prasadan nagati kutopi then one jasa jasas trishantan bande guroshi charana. So we should know all these things. I want to tell about something about Chaitanya Chaitram. So I am beginning, but you should know that how to do pranam to Gurudev. Don't do pranam to Gurudev by sight. If there is a space, well, there is no space, there is nothing to tell. But if there is space, you can do Guru pranam from front side. And for deities, for Tulasi, we should do pranam, keeping them in
left side.
Also, it is a fact that if Krishna is there and Guruji also is standing there or sitting, we should do first pranam to Gurudev and then to deities. By doing so, Krishna will be happy. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu were there, and someone came there, and he did pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. Then Mahaprabhu was not happy. He told that, you have done wrong. You have to go first to Nityananda Prabhu, he is Guru. He is Balde Prabhu. And then to me. And then he did so, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became happy. If Guru is bona fide and he has served his Gurudev, so Param Gurudev and Gurudev is standing there, we should give pranam to our Gurudev, then Param Gurudev. Otherwise Gurudev will not be happy. Param Gurudev will be not happy. We have seen all these etiquettes in Hari Bhakti Vilas and also in Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Jaiva Dharma. There is a book. I have translated it in Hindi. I am going to translate also in English. Everything is in Jaiva Dharma of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. From beginning to top, everything is there. So, Swamiji has not so much time, very little time for him to educate and to give your shiksha, teaching, instruction, everything he has not. In Los Angeles, anyone told that some are telling that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji Prabhupada Yos, he has written everything. We should not read other books. Is this true?
Yes.
I reflect that I think that if he was
present up to
this time, I think that he went live this world.
77.
And now 96.
19 years.
I think that he would have given more and more books. Do you believe?
Yes.
First thing he would have done, he had not written the explanation of 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam in full. He had not done after 10th canto from 29th to of Srimad Bhagavatam. He had not completed. I think that his first, he would have done Srimad Bhagavatam complete. I know that he has not explained, given part of all the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Slok and Payas. If he was here, he would have done this. So there are many things that he would have done up to now. He never sits idle. Always, doing, translating, writing, everything. So how can we say that everything he has done? Dasdev has done so much things. Anyone has done in this whole world. Up to now. From creation to up. But yet, he was unsatisfied that I have not written Srimad Bhagavatam, you know. Then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. But why Chaitanya Charitamrita and the books of Rupa Goswami are now, everything was in that? We shouldn't follow anyone being blind. We should not blindly follow. Krishna himself cannot tell that I have done everything. He cannot tell. Even Baldev Prabhu, it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, even Baldev Prabhu having legs and legs, mouths and legs, hands, legs and legs, everything, but he cannot tell in full the activities and pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, and the glorification of Srimati Radhika. So, we should not think like this. Sometimes, this is so unlimited that anyone cannot, Krishna himself cannot complete it. So I know that if Swamiji was there, now he has written so many books. If the activity of disciple is that, what our Gurudev has written to explain how it is correct. Understand?
Don't misunderstand.
Our Guru has told how Krishna had become white. Krishna is black and Srimati Radhika is of golden color. But everywhere that Krishna is black in deity form. Our Gurudev told that when Ras was going on and Srimati Radhika disappeared and Krishna was searching, then Krishna became like Srimati Radhika. कृष्ण चिंता निवेशेन जस्य कांतिर विलोपिता श्री कृष्ण चरणं वंदे राधा लिंगित विग्रहं. कृष्ण इज ब्लेस्ड बट फ्रेंड्स ही इज सर्चिंग राधा. वेर इज राधा, वेर इज राधा, वेर इज राधा. ही बिकम्स लाइक इन कॉलर श्रीमती राधिका. सो कृष्ण इज ब्लेस्ड. गुरु देव हैज टोल्ड बट ओनली टेलिंग विल नॉट डू. That our Guru has written or told like those. We'll have to explain how. So, I explained it from the several books, Srimad Bhagavatam and all others. I explained similarly. We can explain what our Gurudev has written in very sutra. Sutra means?
Contains.
This is the duty of all the learned and real devotees. He has done, Srila Prabhupada has done so many books, but yet, Prabhupada means Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, but yet he told and he wrote so many things. So we can read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to see how he has written that Krishna is so beautiful. Krishna is unparalleled and Krishna is what personality?
Supreme personality.
Supreme personality of God. He is a Rashik. So there are many things that to be explained. So we should read also. If anyone is qualified, he can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Swamiji has not written any new book or anything. He has explained, he has translated, he has given purport of that thing, like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, everything. Old one, but in new bottle. So, we'll have to be very broad-minded. And how to glorify him? Once I told, when he took sannyas in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, and yearly program was going on, and so many devotees were there, I told that Swamiji had not come only to give Harinam here and Sankirtan, not only for this. He has come for the same to give the same mission to preach what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. What mission Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought to this world and gave? You know that there are four reasons for which he came. Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, how Krishna came? What was the reason? There are so many reasons, not only one. So many reasons. In brief, I can tell this. You know, Drona and Dhara, they have done so much austerities to Bhagavan, God, and he appeared before them. And he told that you can't have any benediction from me. They told that I want a son like you. Then he told that there is none like me, so I will have to come. So for this one reason, Krishna and Sutapa, Kashyap and Aditi, they have also austerities, and he promised Krishna that I will come like your son. You know, in the Vaman avatar, he has a very beautiful girl. When he saw, his name was Ratnamala. When he saw that Vamanadevi is so beautiful and very good appearance, and rays are coming like sun, he thought that, oh, I want a son like him. Then Vamanadevi told, yes, I will be your son. After that, when he lost his body, and he took in three states, everything, whole world, his kingdom, his whole world, prithvi and bhurbhuva masha, up to Brahmalok, everything he took, then she became so angry. Oh, I will give you poison. Yes, I will take your poison. So this Ratnamala became Putana. So this was also a reason. You know that Surpanakha? Who was Surpanakha? The sister of Rama. He has some desire that Ram should be my husband. But Ramchandra and Lakshman cut off his nose and she became ugly. But Ram told in his mind, oh, in this Rama avatar, I will not have you like a wife. But in next avatar, then I will be Krishna, then I will have you like a wife. And she was
Kubja.
This was also a reason. When Ramchandra went to Janakpuri and married Sita, then all the sakhis, all the friends of Srimati
Sita,
they wanted that we should also be married to Ram. Then Ramchandra, yes, in Krishna Leela, not in this Leela. So for this also he came. You know that all these Sitas were made up of gold, and Ram did pran pratishtha to them, they were alive. They told that you have made so many Sitas, so we all want that you should keep us. Ramchandra told that, in Krishna Leela you will be gopi and I will have relation with you. Dandakaranya Nivasi, they were in number 60,000. They wanted Ram to be a husband or Krishna. He told that in Krishna Leela you will be gopis. And then I will have you. Lakshman thought that in this past time Ram is ordering that you should take Sita and you should take away Sita in forest.
Leave her.
And even also in Lanka, he told that, Ram told that, I will never
accept you
to Sita. Then Sita told Lakshmana that you should make me a
fire
so that I may die there. Lakshman thought that, end of this pastime, that I will never be younger brother. I will be elder brother, and so that I may order Ram not to do all these things. So, Krishna became younger brother and elder brother became. For this also, he had taken the service of all the monkeys, but he had not given anything repaid to them. So in Krishna Leela he will repay with dadi, makhan and butter. So he came also. Asa to Bhuharan to set this Bhudevi, Prithvi. Prithvi
means?
Brahma prayed him, Krishna increased Samudra, and for this also he came. He also know Jai Vijay. Also he came for Jai Vijay because they were now Shishupal Danta Bhakra. So there are so many reasons for Krishna. So there are so many reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. In all four are prominence. What four? Yada Jadahi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Dhar. One for this. To shape Prithvi and to establish Yuga Dharma. What is Yuga Dharma? Nam Sankirtan was Yuga Dharma. He came for this also. But it was secondary because अरे वो करेंगे महाविष्णु अद्वैताचार्य कैन हैव डन दिस थिंग नेम प्रीचिंग युग धर्म आई विल रीड इन चैतन्य चैतामृत वी विल बी फोर डेज हियर डेली यू विल डू चैतन्य चैतामृत क्लास ऑल्सो आई थिंक ब्रह्मा और अद्वैताचार्य हिमसेल्फ सब कैन डू That was anarpit chayin chirat karunayavati ranakalam. Unnat ujjvala ras. To preach unnat ujjvala ras. What is that? Unnat ujjvala is affection of gopis to Krishna. Only. Not in Dwarka, not in Mathura, not in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Narayan, and not even in Ram. That is The mood of the gopis, they are married to others, but loving, so affectionate to Krishna. It is only in Vrindavan, not anywhere else in this whole world. Or even not in Golok, in Dwarka and Mathura, only in Braja. He wanted to distribute all these things, but how he can do? Because only these are the moods of. But one thing can be given, and that is also the shobha.
Beauty
of unnat ujjala ras. What is that? To serve gopis and Krishna. The mood of gopis cannot come to anyone in this world. It is not for souls. जीवात्मा वी कैन सर्व गोपीस इन देयर गाइडेंस बट वी कैन नॉट डायरेक्ट सर्व टू कृष्णा लाइक ललिता विशाखा सो दिस थिंग टू गिव टू सर्व गोपीस एंड दैट इज कॉल्ड गोपी भाव ऑल्सो एंड एस्पेशली ही कम ओनली फॉर दैट व्हाट to fulfill his three
desires.
And this is the topmost. But to distribute something. Name preaching can do Advaita Acharya also, Mahavishnu, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, they have done all this. But they can not mix prem in Harina. In other Kali Yugas, Advaita Acharya comes in the shape of Krishna, not in float. And he preaches name, but not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Naam Prem Gathi Mala Paralo Sabare. He gave name, but mixed with Braja Prem. He tested all these things in that mode, doing kirtan and chanting Krishna name. But that name is so superior than in other Kali Yugas, Krishna name, so much, not having thought this prem. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially came to test the Gopi Srimati Radhika's mood, and by this he gave all this naam with unnat ujjvala ras like Gopi's servants. Maidservant. We will do it all in Chaitanya Charitamrita classes. So, I know that Swamiji has not come or any of our disciplic orders Guru have not come only to preach Harinam, simply. But it was Yuga Dharma, so he preached. But they have come only to fulfill the modes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach this frame which Rupa Goswami has written in his books and Swamiji has done in his books. Because we are not so qualified, so we don't realize all these things. But later on we'll have to realize. Because for us he has given. We know that in childhood a father gives something, rupees, in bank on the name of his boy, and he will have only, he will be matured. Like this, Swamiji has done so many things that when we will mature, then we will have, be qualified like this to have these things. So don't see that in at any time we will not be qualified for this. He has given seeds, and seeds will someday they will be so big, they have so much shadow and chaya. Beautiful, sweet, fragrant flowers, and also very sweet fruits. So he has not come only for that. He has come for the same mission which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to give us. Srila Rupa Goswami. So he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. You do pranam to Rupanuga? You know Rupanuga? But we do all Rupanuga Vaishnava kijas. Who is Rupanuga? Who is following what Chaitanya Rupa Goswami is following? What he is doing? What he is doing? We know one thing, that Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs of Harinam daily. Perhaps you know all. Rupa Goswami, no certainty. Raghunath Goswami, no certainty that 1 lakh or 0.5 lakh or 4 lakh or 3 lakh, never written. Why? Why? Because when Rupa Goswami used to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna and Radha and all pastimes, he used to come and he become faint and rolling down. He cannot count. All this eating, weeping, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jaja Gaga. Jagannath, he wanted to tell Jagannath, but he could not. Why not? Because he had no sense. Jaja Gaga. Krishna comes. And he sings so many pastimes of Krishna. And he fly rolling down the earth. Oh Krishna, where you are? Then he can count Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He cannot. So Haridas Thakur will have lakhs and lakhs births, and then he can reach. Though he is an acharya of Namachar, but he cannot come in the line of Srila Rupa Manjari Rupa Goswami, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But for general person, Haridas Thakur has done this splendid, and we'll have to also follow him. But yet we should know that he cannot come in the rank of Rupa Goswami, because he is Haridas Thakur and he is Prahlad Maharaj or Brahma. So we should, all these things. Guru tells all these things. We can gradually know all these things. If you will come in Madhyam Adhikari, then you will have to learn all these things. Without this, we cannot go to Uttam Vaishnava, and we were not qualified for all these things. How to decide, how to know all these things? So we will be qualified one day, because in our heart, our soul is there, and he has Jivara Sarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das. Jiva is Krishna Das. So has some form, some potency in his seed. Everything is there. We cannot add anything. What is there, it will become, be there. If in the seed there is any tree, mango tree, the seed of the mango tree will make only a mango tree, not all other things, not orange tree or anything. Orange seeds will make orange, you know. So everything is on potency in our Atma. By Sadhu Sangha, by Guru, it comes. So everything is in Atma. What is sadhana? What is sadhana? Srila Rupa Goswami has told, and I know that he has also quoted. Sadhana, we are not actually doing sadhana. We are doing sadhana-bhas, you know. But we tell that, oh, you are doing so. splendid. You are Madhyama Adhikari. Why we tell? To give some
encouragement.
Otherwise we will not do. Ek Krishna Naam kare, ek Krishna Naam, mane one Krishna Naam will give everything. But why we do so many times? Why Rupa Goswami always, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always? Why? To have that prem. What prem? For which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. So everything we have in our Atma. And when we give water, what is water? Harikatha is water. So giving properly, it will come like what we are. As a Sakha, as a Vatsalya Bhav, Mahajasoda, that is Vatsalya Bhav, or like gopis. Any one of this we have in our potency in our, in Atma, in Jivatma. So, when any person will do bhakti, only to achieve mood of bhav mood, to realize what we are, what is the relation with Krishna, how we are serving Krishna, or we will serve Krishna, then it is really isadhan. If you are not doing anything, you have not a goal for your all activities, then it is not sadhana. First, we'll have to know what is our sadhya. Sadhya means?
Goal
of our all sadhana. Then we will decide that what should be our sadhana. If you want money, you'll have to do business, you'll have to serve anywhere, then you can make money. If you want, don't want, if you want swarga, heaven, then you will have to do very good activities. If you want Vaikuntha, then you will have to go to Hanuman or Ramanuja or Lakshmi, and they will tell that you should do this. And when you want Braja Prem, then you will have to know and to take the way of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. So first we should try to know what is our sadhya, what we want. If you want fruit, then if you will go to market in car shop, you will have not orange, that thing, orange. If you want clothes and you go to market in fruit market, you will have not that garment there. So we should decide what is our sadhya. What we want? We want Krishna. What Krishna? Dwarkadhish? What do you want? Mathuresh Krishna? Or Ramachandra? Or Krishna in Vaikuntha? We don't know anything. So we should go to Sadhu Sangha and realize what we want. And then we will decide that what is our sadhana. I think that it has begun 1 hour.
Yeah, 45.
So I want to stop the visit today. And from evening, we will read Chaitanya Charitamrita. That you are more than Brahma? No, I am. The fitness for Brahma. I want. He does not want. But I want. Why? There is the greed. Brahma has no greed. But I have greed. This greed is so valuable thing. However, he may be wretched. And how would we be lusty or anything? But maybe and it is certain that it will be in very sacred, pure heart.
It depends on the master, bona fide guru, and the rasik. So he has some association of Rupa Goswami. Sadhusanga of Rupa Goswami. Brahma cannot have these things, but Brahma cannot have in this samadhi, but then.
Oh, Madhava, although I don't suggest even a sesame seed of bhakti for you, by your supreme power, which makes the impossible possible, please fulfill the desires of my heart.
Again, without seeing.
Oh, Madhava, although I don't have a sesame seed.
Why he is calling Madhava?
Because he's the husband of Radharani.
Sweeter than Madhu. More sweet than Madhu.
Madhu is Srimati Radhika. Without the mercy of Radhika, anyone cannot have this. So he is calling his like Madhu. Because from where Krishna takes it? From the heart of Srimati Radhika. So he is praying, Madhav, that you have the association of Madhavi, and that is, you are so kripalu.
Merciful.
You are merciful. Otherwise you are not merciful, you are okay. And you are pretty. And you are also dhurpa.
Cheater.
But there, she is so simple, kind-hearted. And I think that you are with him, so you can have the shower of your mercy right now. So I want the sprinkles. Without saying.
But I know that you can make the impossible possible, so therefore I'm praying for this mercy.
It is impossible for me. If it is impossible for Brahma to kill me, very impossible, very impossible. But I know that he can do anything. This cannot be done. Asambhav ko sambhav karna.
Who makes possible the impossible.
So, I am praying you that do possible what is impossible. Otherwise, in lakhs and lakhs, I cannot have it. After that, what is impossible? Mati or Madhav. But I know that it is impossible, but I agree. So you must give it. So this greed is more than security. Then?
Your lotus feet put the heavenly nectar. Therefore, please make the bee of my mind undistracted by fatal desires, and give me eternal residence at your lotus feet. This is my only prayer.
He's saying that the nectar of his lotus feet sustains heavenly nectar. So therefore, he's praying for the mercy of those lotus feet.
Again,
that's the last
verse. I am a below Lata Abhya Sanatana.
He put to shame the heavenly nectar.
Palitad Putara Sabha.
Therefore, please make the bee of my mind undistracted by material desires and give me eternal residence at your lotus feet.
Who has written?
Rupa Goswami.
Well, he did this Then, at once he did Jai Jai Madhava Devi. Parallel to this is this kirtan. For Krishna he did Krishna Deva Gandhan. And Srimati Radhika, Radhe Jai Jai Madhava Devi. Now you can go and help each
he had played for so much than disciples. And we should treat him like Sakshat Hari. And we should always honor. A disciple cannot sit on the same asan, but Shiksha Guru is also honored, but sometimes he becomes like a bosom friend, like Galbahiya means
embracing,
like this, and sometimes joking each other, but from Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, it is very hard to joke and to laugh. But Shiksha Guru, he can joke, he can be a bosom friends laughing together like Sridham, Krishna, Subal, they can do it. Like Krishna and his father's younger brother. Nanda has four brothers more. He was in the middle, but most younger brother, Krishna used to play with him, joking and so many things, playing, bathing together. So Shiksha Guru may be like this, very, very near and dear. So he can joke, he can tell so many pastimes of Krishna that Shiksha Guru may not tell him. So Shiksha Guru is also needed. Shiksha Guru may be Shiksha Guru also, but he cannot mix disciples like brothers and elders. So Shiksha Guru is also needed. He can tell the things which never our Shiksha Guru may tell. Then what I told about
this was the
person, not only to give consolation to their father, mother and gopis, but to
learn prem. What is the intimate prem of the residence of Raj? And so he saw how actually the gopis, they were controlling Krishna by their prem. They were sometimes abusing him or criticizing him, and how Yashoda was taking Krishna on her lap, sometimes chastising him. So he was very astonished to see this intimate nature of their praying.
What he felt when he went to Braja and saw all these things, what he realized?
He felt very humbled that he was thinking of himself such a great devotee of Krishna, such a great scholar. And when he came there, he understood that he was very, very insignificant.
Also he thought that Krishna is not Mathura. Partly he is in Mathura. But solely and fully he is in, even in Braja. He felt. But one thing he felt more, was that gopis has so much prem, love for Krishna. But why they are suffering? All time weeping, 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 feeling separation. So I should not be here. Otherwise I would have to be like so. So he fled away to Mathura. Then what?
So then
Bharata.
And how?
Go on. Don't look to me. Say to all the audience that you are giving.
So Gurudev was saying that Srimad Bhagavatam as Krishna himself, and how in the Gita just ordinary knowledge is given. What is the Atma? How we are not this body? And how this body is just like an external dress covering the soul. And when we give up this body, it is like changing our dress.
The last shiksha was that saranagati. But this saranagati is only outer door of bhakti. And here Gita ends there. But Srimad Bhagavatam?
So this is just introductory knowledge, and Srimad Bhagavatam is giving higher knowledge.
For how much time we can live together? A husband can live, give up his wife, and wife can also give a husband. Children don't know where to live, what to do. So everyone is having no each other place.
That
everything is for others. Their barks, their branches, their fruits, their shadow, everything is for others. So we should also be like them. If you want to do bhajan, so Siddhi, Dadhichi, Harishchandra, all give up his everything for others. But we are fearing to give everything to Krishna. He can repay more. But we are suffering, fearing. I should not give him fully.
I have one question about
come gradually by hearing all these things. And you will see that we have come only to serve Krishna, nothing for else. Everything. And Krishna is supporting and nursing. And he will. So nothing to fear, nothing to. So if you will hear and do chant more, then can if he will tell that you should die, anyone can die. Oh, you should go to heaven, you should go to Vaikuntha. I will give a stone, I will tell that, oh, this is Chintamani, like Sanatana Goswami. And it became Chintamani. So why to fear? Why to gather some things? So Vaishnava, Narad, he had nothing. Shankar had nothing. But he can give anything to others. He had not a door coping, he is naked. But yet he can give everything. So Vaishnava are like that. Why they should fear? Why they should do anything for them? So by hearing, it can come.
So
even in Dwarka. Thing with love and affection is giving. It is so pleasant. We came here to this place. We felt that there is so much affection and love for us here. What is the name of? Muktadevi. And his wife? Jyotsna Devi. How much had their so much affection and love for us. That is right. In the same way. Krishna has never tested in Dwarka for things, bells or swords and everything. But there was no sub affection. Why? Because Vidurani has nothing in his home to give. But affection, let me say, forget everything. And she was giving only
But
banana peels.
Banana?
Peels.
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 And he was taking it. This is praying. So I am telling here that the religion of all the living entity is affection and love. For this I was telling. If there is no love, that person is like a stone.
So then he was explaining.
But you should understand, the love for each other now, for this body, not for Atma and Paramatma, is vikrita.
Perverted.
Perverted. Not real. It may be changed tomorrow if there will be quarrel among them. Then, in the place of love and affection, he will give slaps, abuses, and all other things. So in this world, there is no affection and love really, but perverted. So if it is on Krishna, then it is real. Then we can have real also affection to all others.
So out of affection for Krishna, Yashoda was sometimes chastising him. And one time she would not take Krishna in her lap because Krishna was very naughty. He was going into other homes. He was stealing butter, doing so many things. His body was covered in dust. And because she was to chastise him, she said, "No, I will not take you in my lap." And Krishna was crying and he was throwing himself down on the ground.
Showing, "I don't take you."
So Narada came and he was seeing this display that Krishna, he is Bhagavan, he is the Supreme Lord of everything. And here he is crying on the ground, weeping, and Yashoda is chastising him and not allowing him to come on her lap. And similarly the gopis...
But Brahma, Brahma, they are calling in their mind, in heart, doing austerities for 100 and 1,000 years, but Krishna's shadow does not come there. And Yashoda, he is not taking her lap. Why? Because she has so much prema, affection for Krishna. Brahma cannot have like that.
And the gopis are also abusing Krishna in so many ways. Get away from here. You are a cheater. You are a debauchee. So all
Bachi.
This is out of...
Debauchee.
And dhota.
So all of this is out of...
Krishna used to be angry?
No. Krishna used to draw great pleasure when he would be abused in this way, much more so than when Brahma or any great sages, they would offer prayers. That would not be so pleasing to Krishna. He would be enchanted when the gopis would address him. So then Gurudev was speaking about how Vyas, he was a partial incarnation of the Lord, and when Shukadev appeared, then Vyas was running after him, and he quoted the
shloka.
Yes.
When Shukadev Goswami took birth.
Yes.
He was at once given for his home.
Yes.
Father, mother, everything, and going to jungle.
So he was running after him and crying, "Oh my son, oh my son," and only the trees were echoing.
For what? No one is son, no one is father. Who is father? Who is son? Who is wife? Who is husband? Who is child? Who is mother? Really, no, nothing.
a shadow only. So I am not your son. He is not your son. Only this is moha. Moha, you know?
Illusion.
Illusion. You will realize after some time.
So this is how, as Gurudev was just explaining, this is how what the trees were echoing back in return when Vyas was crawling after him. So he was saying that this such great personality, Shuka, he went to instruct Parikshit Maharaj. And so many other sages were present there, big, big sages, Narada himself, Vyasadeva, Parashara Muni, so many other big sages were there. And Parikshit Maharaj was to die in 7 days, being cursed by the son of the Brahmin. And Gurudev was pointing out that just see how powerful they were at that time, even though he was just a 5-year-old boy, naked, playing with his friends. But he was so powerful that he could curse Parikshit Maharaj. And nothing could be done about this curse. So Parikshit Maharaj gave up everything. He went to the bank of Yamuna. He gave up all eating and drinking. And he asked the sages 2 questions. First question is, what should one do who is just about to die at the next moment or within a very short time? And the other question was, what should one do if one is to die at some time or other? It may be today, maybe tomorrow, maybe after several years. We don't know.
Also, about oldness, a lady comes and tells that, I will marry you. And who is she?
Yara. Old age.
Yara, old age. He wants to marry everyone. And everyone tries to fly away. But anyhow, she attacks and catch holds and marries. So everyone has to be old. We are seeing so many ladies and young persons that will have to be. Old days come, will come. And she will attack and marry us. He persuaded Narad that I will marry. And he began to run away. Then he tried to go to Vrindavan and she could not go there. That is why he could not marry. She could not marry Narad. But if he will be this disciple of Narad, she cannot marry us. Otherwise, she surely marry. Sukadeva Goswami was telling this story to?
Yes.
To Parikshit Maharaj.
Parikshit Maharaj. So he was saying that in Sanskrit, all words, all names, they all have so much meaning, like in other languages, that it's just some words or names that have no real meaning to them. So he was saying like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranya means gold. So this indicates that those persons who think that they can be happy by accumulation of wealth, they are like this Hiranya.
Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu.
So in this word now, all the persons like Hiranyakashipu, because they have faith on wealth and money and gold, but not on Krishna. So this is the symptoms of Asura. And those who believe in Krishna, and they think that if we will serve Krishna, and Krishna mercy will come, then we will have. They are like Prahlad. So we should judge ourselves that in which party we must go.
Follow.
In Hiranyakashipu party or in the party of Prahlad Maharaj? Which party you want to join?
Me?
She was not here. She was anywhere else. Where you were? Thinking something? What what was my question? I should think that when a class is going on, everyone is not here. So try to be here in classes. Otherwise, nothing. So we should, must be. So my all things are going on air, not here. Don't be like so. What I was, in what party you want to go?
Not
Hiranyakashipu? And you? Sometimes you want to go? By making money? Sometimes? But try to be in the party of Prahlad.
In your party.
Your party.
Prahlad Maharaj is a very rich person. He has so much big
kingdom.
The kingdom of Hiranyakashipu was his.
Yes.
Huh?
But he used all in Krishna service. So his goal is not Hiranyaksha party. No? Understand this fact? Janak Maharaj so big, Ambarish Maharaj, Yudhishthir Maharaj were all emperors, but they were not in the party of Hiranyaksha or Hiranyakashipu. They were party of Prahlad Maharaj. So we should try to realize all these things.
So,
Bhaktanda.
Yeah. And let's see, the branch which he's holding on to is the karma, pious and impious karma, by which we're find ourselves
we
in different situations in life.
We are hanging on that. Past that activities and good bit.
And the rats represent day and night. The white rat represents day and the black one represents night. So they are gradually eating away at the duration of our life.
Daily. By moment and moment. Day, night, day, night. What is your age? My age is 100 years. Means? That taken? Only 3 minutes, Sivar. I am 50. What is the meaning? That taken, eaten.
That.
It has gone away. So it is not a thing of proud that I am 100 years. Hundreds of years. Past the two rights has taken. Then,
so what is the lion and the snake, what do they represent?
Lion is death and serpent is also death. Sudden death at any time. They can attack and take us. Here death, here death. Here death, here. And time
direction.
At the word death. You cannot say yourself. And what is madhu? Honey?
That is the sense enjoyment and like the pleasure from wife, children,
husband, worldly things. You have no child, no children, and that was by the grace of Krishna, a child came. And then he laughed, oh, this is madhu. What? How sweet, how delicious. I was ugly, no wealth, but yet, anyhow, a very beautiful young lady came to me and she told that I will marry you. Very sweet, very sweet. So these are the madhus. Children used to come to our laps. So good. But next moment, what? The boy became younger and he left her mother, father. He went with her. Another Kishori. Like this. So this is like a honey. And we are suffering so much. But this honey sometimes comes Oh, sweet, we forget everything. If a lady, he is with any person and he beat him, her, and give him so much
sufferings.
He goes to another and sees, thinks that, oh, I will be so happy with him. And the person also, husband also. He again attempts for this. Oh, now I will have a very good honey. So this world is going on for this honey. But honey never comes. Never comes.
So
this is world.
The conclusion was, and Prahlad Maharaj was instructing his classmates that we should begin bhajan from the very beginning of life.
We should have gone in the well.
And then he explained how a lifetime is all wasted, like 50 years in sleeping, first 20 years in just growing
half
up.
Half of the life goes in sleeping, 50 years. Then
first 20 years are wasted just in learning how to walk, how to eat, how to do everything. Education,
how to earn
games.
Money by doctor, being a doctor, engineer, businessman, to learn at 20 years goes. And
the last 20 years are wasted because one is invalid, the eyes become very weak, one can't hear anymore.
It goes in.
Oh.
You know? Not coming, cough?
Yes. Huh?
And he's quarreling with death at that time. He cannot walk without his stick. So miserable condition. We are seeing daily in our life, but no Vairagya comes. Even not Vairagya. Vairagya, you know?
Renunciation.
Attachment never comes. Attachment. New attachment.
And in between, those years are wasted in entanglement in household life, looking after
ten
children.
10 years is now. In 10 hours, what to do?
10 years left.
To marriage, to
have children,
education of children, making
houses
so comfortably. And doing. And death comes suddenly and attacks family. So we should do bhajan from
beginning of life.
Then?
So after that Gurudev,
I can tell them.
So Ashta means eight and Vakra means curved. So this sage was so named because his body was curved in eight places. So it was very unusual and comical to see him.
Also black?
He was black and covered in dust. So he had a very striking and comical appearance. So one day he heard that there was the assembly of Janak Maharaj. Some sacrifice was being performed and all the great rishis, all the great sages were invited there. So he thought, yes, I will also go and see what is happening, you know, to associate with all these different rishis. So he came, and when he walked into the assembly, everyone was astonished to see this person, such a comical appearance. They all began to laugh very loudly. And when he saw them, he also began to laugh very loudly. So Janak Maharaj, he was very astonished, and he thought, why is he laughing? So he asked him, why are you laughing? And he said, why are you laughing? He said, I have come here hearing that this is...
No, what they told.
No, they said that, oh, we are very surprised that, you know, a person such as yourself have dared to come into this very elevated assembly of sages and rishis. You know, you're so dirty,
like
you're so...
Persons.
You know, he just seemed like he was so out of place there. So we are very astonished to see how a person like you has come in this great assembly. And he said, well, I heard that this was an assembly of great sages.
Learned persons.
Yes, very learned persons.
Atma Gyani. Atma Gyani means having the knowledge of Atma and Brahma.
And now I see that actually it is only an assembly of cobblers. Cobblers. Cobblers means one who makes shoes out of leather. Because in India, a person who does this kind of work is very, very low in society. He's just working with leather and skins, and it is considered to be very, very low work. So he's saying that I see that this is not an assembly of sages, this is simply an assembly of cobblers. Why? Because their only business is they're simply concerned with skins.
Yes.
Simply with the external... external...
dress.
Yes. So, he became very disappointed to see that they were simply judging him based on his bodily appearance. And he said,
I have of Atma and soul and Bhagavan.
He said, with great difficulty I have come here, and now I can see that I have simply wasted my time.
Then he took him on the throne and he told that you are my guru, Shiksha Guru. And he apologized, and all came to him and apologized for this act. Really we are like so, only seeing this leather, kurum leather, or any all kinds of leather, so this is very low work. We have no gyan of Brahma, Paramatma and Krishna. Those who have the knowledge of Brahma, they are called Brahmins, they are rishis, they are maharshis, and all other like this. So what we are doing? All like this. Oh, he is golden color, she is very crooked, she is so... But all these things are outwardly, not inwardly. So we should try to realize this thing. We have come to this world to realize this thing. Then? Then I told?
So you were then explaining that Radha and Krishna are the highest manifestation of Godhead. And that if we want to be happy in life, we must accept this conception. So then he asked, why is Krishna the highest? So Gurudev explained that Ram was bound by social conventions. For him, the social conventions were the highest dharma. They were the highest religious principle. And
then he was Krishna. He was also Krishna. Krishna was Ram. But Krishna had descended to this world to, what, in the shape of Ram, only to, what, marjada.
To establish the proper religious and...
rules and regulation for human beings.
Yes.
And to establish varnashram dharma.
So out of this, out of obligation to establishing the religious rules, he even banished Sita to the forest, although she was faultless. But just because of some doubt that was there in one citizen, she was banished to the forest. And also, the rishis who were performing austerities there and who desired, when they saw Lord Ram, they became attracted to having a conjugal relationship, in other words, to assuming the form, female forms, and having a conjugal relationship with him. But because he had taken a vow to accept only one wife, he said that no, this is not possible. But when
in
I appear,
life.
Hmm?
In this life,
yes. So when I appear as Krishna, then it will be possible. And also Kaushalya, she was offering prayers to Ram. as the Supreme Lord.
So no Vatsalya, there was no Vatsalya, real Vatsalya.
But in the case of Yashoda, we see that she never considered Krishna as the personality of Godhead. And even when Krishna displayed the universal form within his mouth, she was not, her Vatsalya prema was not diminished at all. So her prema was actually superior.
Bhagavan, that he did. He is himself Bhagavan, God. So he used to fold handed and to pray to him. But Kausalya never did it. Even Krishna sold whole Vishva Brahmand in his mouth. Yashoda.
So here Gurudev is explaining why it is that Radha and Krishna are the highest conception of Godhead. So he's explaining by showing that the nature of the prema of Krishna's devotees is superior to the prema of other of the devotees of Ram or other incarnations of the Lord.
In my Guru Dev, Nitya Lila Pravishto Om Vishnu Parasison Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. I also offer my Dandavat Pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru. Nitya Lila Pravishto Om Vishnu Parasison Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And I pray and I offer my Dandavat Pranam to all the Acharyas in order separate order. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Nitya Lila Pravishto Vishnu Parasison Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Today I want to say something about Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this world, we see that there is some happiness, but this happiness